When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's do the best now of speed jokes. Thank you for sending them in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. On Fridays, we try and pick out the very best. Here's joke of the week number one. What kind of shampoo does the headless horseman use?
I don't know. What?
Shoulders. We're getting good Halloween and
swinging
fall jokes this year. Here's number two. According to Steve Alexander, it's National Pasta Day.
Yep.
He said, in case you want to roll out some of your favorite pasta jokes, imagine the possibilities.
Why couldn't the pasta get into his house?
Because he had gnocchi.
Why did the pasta call up his friend?
Because he was feeling cannelloni.
What kind of pasta can make all your wishes come true?
Fettuccine.
How come no one ever invites ravioli to a party?
He's a little square.
Why did the man get fired from the pasta factory?
He made a few silly mistakes.
Why does pasta always have to pay so much for car insurance?
Because his car is al dente. Thank you. Send your complaints to Steve Alexander. Steve, a pat on the back to you for that.
Thank you.
Joke of the week number three. Hey, Dave, over the weekend, someone broke into my car.
Oh, no. Did they take something?
Well, as you may recall, Dave, previously I had two Bears tickets in my car when someone broke in and left four.
Yeah, and then someone broke in and left eight.
Dave, I had those eight tickets in my car, and then someone broke in and left 16.
Oh, my.
Plus four parking passes and a Justin Fields jersey. Only got so much room in my vehicle, Dave. We got it, John. Thank you. Here's joke of the week, speaking of football, number four. Breaking news on the football front. According to a law proposed over the weekend, every NFL player named William is now going to have his waist measured.
Why is that?
It's a Bill Belichick. Wow. Wow. This used to be a great, proud radio station. Here's joke of the week number five.
John, this year, I'm going trick-or-treating as an Italian island.
Oh, Dave, don't be Sicily. Joke of the week number six. My friend Bill decided to get a face tattoo of his favorite Star Wars character. You should see the Luke on his face. Here's joke of the week number seven. This morning I coughed up a pawn, a knight, and a bishop.
What sort of illness is that?
They say it's a chest infection. Here is joke of the week number eight. I compose classical music while displaying skillets and pots.
What sort of music is that?
What a stupid joke. I compose classical music while displaying skillets and pots, Dave.
And what sort of music is
that? Thank you for asking. Chopin. Joke of the week number nine. Now I'm into fitness.
What sort of fitness is that, John?
Fitness taco in my mouth. You know, whenever I say it is. Whenever I eat fast food, no, I'm going to do that. I'm going to say, hey, Brenda, I'm into fitness. She's going to say, what do you mean? I go, I'm fitting this French fry into my mouth. I'm fitting this cheeseburger into my mouth. Here's joke of the week number 10. I was told you could view a solar eclipse through a colander. I tried that and strained my eyes. Here's number 11.
In the following scene, Dave Innett will portray a ghost, and John Williams will star as another ghost as the two pass on a sidewalk.
So what's new?
Nothing. Nothing's new. Same old sheet, different day. Got to be careful with that one, don't I? Here's a joke of the week number 12. Remember, if you're buying smart water for $5 a bottle, it's not working. We got two more. Here's number 13. Hey, Dave, which Civil War battle was fought over pasta?
I don't know which.
That would be the Battle of Spaghettisburg.
John, National Pasta Day was yesterday. Those jokes were yesterday.
I know. You got any more? Penny for your thoughts, Dave.
Sorry, John.
But I'm tortellini into these jokes, Dave.
Nope, they weren't that funny, John.
My friends were ravioling on the floor.
Mine weren't.
Oh, because you're so sophisticated. You know what you are, Dave?
No, John.
You're a zitty slicker.
We're done now.
I don't know, Dave. You know what they say, the pesto's yet to come. And finally, number 14.
Yeah. in the following scene, Dave Innit will portray a guy, and John Williams will star as another single guy.
So how did your blind date go last night?
Well, it wasn't bad, except she had a big piece of spinach stuck in her teeth all night.
Well, you know, sometimes you're just not aware of it.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been a big deal, except we didn't have spinach for dinner last night. Andy, what's the joke of the week this week?
Oh, you had me at shoulders.
Wait a minute, shoulders. Oh,
the first one.
The very first one.
The very first joke. I love that joke.
What kind of shampoo does the headless horseman use?
Shoulders.
Joke of the week, Steve Alexander.
Ditto for me, headless swordsman.
Wow. Bobby, where are you going to go this week, man?
I'm going with shoulders.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's one of the best Pete jokes ever.
Pete, your vote will count, but you don't even have to vote now. We have a winner. What do you say?
Luke. Luke on his face.
No kidding. I like Don't Be Sicily. Okay. Thanks for sending jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Moments ago, we randomly selected Carolyn Caldwell. Carolyn, you're the random coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug winner. We'll send one out to you. And whoever sent us the headless shoulders joke, you get one too.